is Jim Keyes. I'm Executive Vice President of the Associated General Contractors of South Dakota. And this will be much, much simpler than the last time I visited with you. And we were talking about flying rocks and flying watermelons and so forth. The good thing about this bill is that there has been cooperation between the Highway Patrol and the Division of Motor Vehicles, the construction industry, and it concerns something called construction plates. Construction plates are used by contractors for equipment that is on the job site. It's equipment that's not to be used any place except between job site to job site and job site back to the home base. A contractor can get a relatively low price, $25 annual plate to be used only for that purpose. Myron Rao and Deb Hilmer came to me some months ago and said there are some abuses in the use of this plate. Contractors are using these for other purposes other than going from job site to job site. They're using the vehicle for errands into town and so forth. We want our people, our contractors, to use plates and other forms like this for legitimate purposes. And so we wanted to join with them in some kind of an effort to cut down the abuse. And the bill that was drafted, and that's before you, does not do away with the construction plate. There'll still be an annual $25 plate, but in addition to that, there would be a $5 permit that the Highway Patrol intends to issue, probably in books of 10. They're self-issuing. The contractor calls up the port in Sisseton over the telephone, says, "I'm going to move from point A to point B." He fills out the $5 permit himself, and he goes about his business and so forth. The Highway Patrol believes that this will help them in their enforcement effort, and we join them in that. We don't think that there's a lot of abuse, but there's some abuse. There's also not a lot of these plates. I think Myron would tell you that maybe there's 400 or 450 of these in existence in South Dakota, but if there is any abuse, we want to cut back on that because it hurts the legitimate contractor, those that are doing their job properly. So that's it. It's a relatively long bill for what it does because, as you know, a lot of this legislation, you have to repeat all of the current law before you really get to the meat of it. Really, the bottom line is the part that's in the end that talks about the establishing this $5 permit. That's what it's really all about. It doesn't change much at all of what the current language of construction plates is all about. So that's it. We do think it deserves strong support, and it affects our people. I mean, this is something that would be enforced against the members I represent, but we think it's important and we think it's appropriate, and we ask you for your yes vote.
Questions? Senator Dietrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jim, a typical person that would have one of these plates, how many times would you expect that they would be applying or permitting?
Yeah, we've asked that question. We think that wouldn't be more than an average of a half a dozen times a year. If they buy the $25 annual construction plate now and they move six times, that would be five times six, 30. Instead of paying $25 a year, they'd be paying $55 a year for the use of their construction plate. And some would even be less than that. But we think it wouldn't be more than an average of a half a dozen times a year. It would not be expensive. Our people, our members have talked about this. They're willing to undertake that minor expense.
Okay. Further question?
I better not.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Further proponents of the Senate bill of House Bill 1116.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Myron Rao with the Highway Patrol. Just to go a little further with what Jim said, there are 425 power units that now have these plates. The one thing you need to all consider is that we did a raise in license plate fees in the last legislative session and talked about it for years. This plate was designed 20, 30 years ago, and the fee has never changed. It's designed for equipment that just stays on a job site, like the water truck and the fuel truck. They nurse it with a commercially licensed vehicle. When they go get the water, they can't leave the job site. That's why they take it out of some creek right at the job site. The fuel truck, like I say, is nursed by a semi that, with commercial plates. So they leave them on the job site. The $5 fee that we have here is not a revenue issue. This is and it was not our idea. This was an idea of the contractors. And the reason is This issue, I get more complaints about this issue than probably any other issue to do with contractors. And what it is one contractor turns in another contractor for not playing fairly. He's using this $25 plate for commercial purposes. And so that's why we approached him. The reason, again, as Jim said, that this bill is so long, right now it resides in two sections of the law, in 32.5 and 32.9. You got to meld those two together in order to know what it says. We're repealing the 32.5 parts and putting it all into 32.9. That's why it's so lengthy. But really, the language hasn't changed. The use hasn't changed. I venture to say the 425 plates that are out there, there will be a slight drop in that number after this becomes law, if it becomes law. Because now, if the guy wants to haul, and these are the complaints we get, the guy's digging a basement for somebody with a construction-plated vehicle, or graveling some township road and driving 70 miles to go get the gravel or the riprap for a river project, they now have to buy a $5 permit to do that. Pretty soon that $25 plate won't be as cheap as it is now. It's going to be $75 or $100 or $200. They'll be better off doing it the legal way. So it is a good piece of legislation, and we support it.
Questions? Seeing none, thank you, Kevin. Any further proponents of House Bill 1116? Seeing none, are there any? Do you care to testify, sir?
I was summoned.
Okay. We're working on your bill, 1116. These two gentlemen have already testified in your favor.
Passed, they probably shouldn't say anything.
Yeah, because if Mr. Keyes has been before you, and if Captain Rao has been before you, I don't believe that there's any more that I could add.
Okay, sir. Further proponents of 1116. Seeing none, are there any opponents of 1116? Seeing none, I'll close this to committee action, committee discussion.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir. Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Dietrich. Any further discussion? Seeing?
Yes.
Okay, Senator Sagers.
I probably shouldn't say anything.
Keep it short, sir.
Oh, gee. You know, this is probably one of the least problems the state of South Dakota has. We're talking about 425 vehicles, and I don't know, during the course of a year, what, 10 of them might go off and haul some gravel somewhere, whatever. I don't know, I think this is a waste of time. I think this is getting a $5 permit. I can imagine that if a person is already doing this, I'm not sure they're going to get a $5 permit anyway. I don't know. I just think this is a strange bill.
Any further?
Guess what? I'm not going to vote for it.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, Secretary call the roll. Those in favor of House Bill 1116 will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Elders, aye. Dietrich?
Aye.
Hagen? McCracken?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Staggers?
No.
Bitter?
Aye. 1116 will go to the floor. Would it do pass? Well, I don't think we can move to that, I don't think.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for coming, sir.
Just a question, if I might be just a little informal. Why is Albers over there and everybody else?
That's an old thing we established.
It speaks for itself, Representative.